Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 268, Power Rangers in Space, episode 18, True Blue to the Rescue.
It aired September 19th, 1998, written by Judd Lynn, directed by Judd Lynn. Hey, real quick, from last episode, the reason that there was a lot of recaps in the Rangers Mega Voyage is because it was 4 months since the last episode of Power Rangers had aired. This is the second one we recorded tonight. You guys know how it's going to go.
It's a long time.
I didn't even say Power Rangers. I don't know. What's guys, every time we have to record two in a row, the second one's always a little gloopy. So yeah. Get ready for that. We're going to go watch True Blue to the Rescue right now.
Let's shift in the turbo.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in space.
We're back and we just watched True Blue to the Rescue. I don't know. It's 9 p.m. now. There are a fleet of vocal cicadas right outside my window.
I feel like it's just one, but he's like storm blaster size.
Hey!
We get it. You're here.
You're a cicada. We get it. This episode had some turbo stuff, as we may have alluded to. We knew what was coming. So morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website. So it's heyjakeandjosh.com is what the archives are. You can email us at littlelitestumblr@morphingrid.gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play and Podknife. And we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. If you donate a little bit, you get some cool stuff in return, and we really appreciate it. I ran through those real quick because that leaves me less time for error. Also, we're recording this literally immediately after we recorded the last episode, so we haven't gotten any responses because you haven't heard anything about our what should we do with the feed question. So
right. So it's still messed up.
So it's still, well, it's going to be until at least May. So just like,
yep,
that's going to happen. But please let us know, refer to the last episode if you don't know what we're talking about. It's Friday, so we don't do emails or anything. You want to jump in to True Blue?
Yes, absolutely, I do.
We start off on a red planet. It's, you know, it's one of them.
There's many.
There's at least, I think, 112 at this point. There's a bunch of pitons, and there's Lightning Cruiser, all chained up, dragging sacks of flour or whatever.
I thought this was a Zordon parade.
No, I
But
feel,
it isn't.
I feel like they're using them to haul
to plow
materials.
The planet.
Yeah. Also, apparently, Storm Blaster is there.
Yep.
But yeah, I didn't see him until the very end.
I don't know what Lightning Cruiser is dragging. Storm Blaster is dragging like this giant rock or something. Each of them has this like big weight on them.
I feel like that's a harness. That's part of the harness to carry the...
Maybe. Well, all right. I don't know if that makes any sense at the end of the episode.
Well, we'll see. So they are dragging real heavy loads. It's just like it's supplies or something. They're just using them as like mules, basically. So it pranks them, like it stops and it like spins the wheels like, oh, can't go anymore.
Yeah, so to get the wheel unstuck from the ground, the Piranatrons start unchaining.
They take all the chains and the harness
cruiser
off, and it takes the like the top part off, and which might be a gun cover because there's a
might
gun
be a
under
gun
it
co- but there was also one on Storm Blaster, and I feel like it was just to like weigh them down. I don't know why
I feel like they're
past that.
I don't know either. I think it's just part of the harness to connect the chains or something. But then we pan down to its headlights and it's like, wah, wah. And then it shoots one of the Piranatrons.
Got you.
Like right in the guts and blasts it off. And it peels off and then Storm Blaster gets away too.
Well, red Lightning? Lightning Cruiser.
Lightning Cruiser.
Lightning Cruiser peels off and the Piranatrons like chase after it. He does like a spin out. He shoots at the Piranatrons.
Okay,
that's
I must have missed out.
That's how Storm Blaster gets away. He goes too fast and the Dirt Pike Piranatrons can't catch him and he teleports out.
But it doesn't get away. It gets rechained, I guess. It gets recaptured
yeah.
From Piranatrons. And then we cut to the theme song. And when we come back,
We didn't point this out last time, but the opening credits are a little different.
Yeah.
It's like, I think it's either longer or it's a different part of the song.
I think it's a little bit longer. I think there's one more Go Power Rangers, Go Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Because it's like a different guy going, in space, you know, like from the beginning of the thing rather than like the, in space, that they end on. Unless I've just never listened to that closely.
No, because there's also different shots. Because there's like Astronomer in a blonde wig that we haven't seen yet, and I don't remember seeing it in the credits before, no, at least the last episode.
There's a shot of the saloon chase that Andros was in, so like they got new stuff in there. So when we come back, Astronomer has a Skype call from Diva Talks.
And a new wig.
She does.
I named this one.
Oh, I'm very excited. Because I don't know what you would call it.
It took me a minute. I had to, like, study this wig. I named it the Spaghetti Posh Spice wig.
Okay.
Because it's, like, it's Posh Spice's haircut where it's, like, it's shoulder length, but it's shorter in the back and, like, comes forward.
It's, like, angled. Yeah.
Yeah. But she has this, like, weird decorative spaghetti on top.
She got, like, yeah, like, there's, like, a headband and there's, like squid ink spaghetti coming out of it.
I ranked it number 2 because the wig looks fine.
Like, it does. You want to give me a full ranking?
Yeah. Top to bottom or bottom to top?
Bottom to top.
All right. Purple shitty wig.
Hey.
The white wig. Share with Jules. Steel wool. Spaghetti Posh Spice. And Black Pharaoh is number 1.
Okay. Black Pharaoh holding strong at number 1.
Mostly because I'm not sure if I remember it exactly. So that might shake up next episode after I do a little bit of research.
Okay. Stay tuned for this hot wig ranking. So it's Diva Talks. She's like, hey, Astronomer, what's up? You look great. Great hair. Listen, babe, there's a... like, just like if you like see a storm blaster, like just like let me know. Just like, because you're so cool, just like let me know and I'll like come get it with an army or two and then that'll be fine. And she's like, yeah, totally, I'll do that. Or I'll keep it for myself. Ah! And then Diva Talks goes off on her, which is great. She's like, you little brat. And then starts like making fun of her. Like, I'm Astronomer. I'm playing you.
Well, Astronomer has her back to the monitor and is just like moving her hand. Yeah, like, it's like blah, 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 blah.
And then just like turns her off mid-sentence.
These two are cute.
I want this show. I want the I want the Diva Talks Astronomer Odd Couple show more than
they
think.
They were probably like best friends in Evil Space High.
Oh, for sure.
Had a falling out senior year.
Yep. Over Dark Spectre.
Over
a guy. Well, Astronomer would have been younger than Diva Talks.
This is like a fake canon, though. Like but, the I mean, DC superhero girls where two of them are villains.
Harley Quinn's like kind of a villain, not.
And Poison Ivy's a bad guy.
Like some mostly a villain, but some of them not, depending on where you're reading it. But also, I feel like
what words did you even say?
Look, you can listen to the episode back and find out for yourself.
All I heard was you reading it.
Depending on where you're reading it.
Okay.
Gotham City Sirens usually paints her as like a anti-hero, vigilante thing.
Okay.
Anyway, so what I'm saying is that Astronomer would be like at least a grade or two behind.
Okay.
Not like
yes.
Not like a baby to her senior in high school, but like a sophomore or a freshman.
Sophomore. I don't feel like any seniors are going to be friends with a freshman.
I was senior year? Freshman year? No. I might have been friends with some freshmen that were like siblings or friends of other friends. I don't actually know. High school was a long time ago.
You didn't really like those people. You
I guess
even
I
remember
didn't like
them.
Yeah. That was 10 years ago, so like... I don't know. I guess what I'm saying is that I'm so old my bones are made of dust.
What am I?
You are a ghost.
Ooh.
Spooky. We got a regular old monster mash going on here. So we cut to the Astro Mega ship and the Rangers see Stormblaster just like tooling through space. And it's like, whoa, Stormblaster, he must have gotten free. So they knew that Lightning Cruiser and Stormblaster were enslaved.
They knew they were got.
They're sentient beings that they refer to as their friends. And they're just like,
they're treated very much like animals, which is kind of neat.
Yeah. I also would watch a Stormblaster Lightning Cruiser show.
I don't know if I could watch a whole show.
I think I could watch that show. Give them some like kids to play off of that are like decent actors. decent as Saban can get. Hey, look, they hit gold a couple times. So, and then, yeah, and then, like, just have them go solve car crimes. I would watch that show.
Andros has, like, I think my favorite line is, like, I don't know a storm blaster.
Yeah. And then T's like, well, you're going to go find out. So they go down to Earth to help because I guess maybe they see it land on Earth.
They see it at some point.
But then they know it gets to a warehouse. They land and they are like fighting Quantrons off of it. And then Astronema shows up with a bunch of Quantrons. And she's like, we're going to take that Stormblaster back. And they're like, we're not going to let you. And she's like, well, I brought some muscles and a giant lion, Solgaleo from Pokemon
much,
Lands.
But like a man version.
Yeah, like if Solgaleo had a man mode, it is this guy exactly?
And was gold.
Yeah.
Copper, bronzy.
It was gold to me, but it was dark.
Yeah.
He's got a big old cannon, and he's just like, it shoots fireworks, and he fires it off around them. There's like a fight. There's also a lot of bloopers from the fight at the end of the episode, which are pretty funny. And you pointed out that like, one of the days that they were in the booth, they were just doing fake voiceovers.
They were just shown, like, here's your stunt double messing up. What does Cassie say?
What would you say? It was pretty funny. I liked it. I would like to watch just an entire, like, all the footage you have of the, like, stunt team messing up.
Yeah.
Because, like, it happens because you're doing a lot of crazy stuff. And it's always funny when it does because it's like, oh, well, reset the one. And like there's one where she grabs a chain and like swings and she just like doesn't get all the way there. And so like one of the Quantrons helps her down. It's
so
funny.
She just like hangs on the chain and she's like, oh.
But anyway, so they're fighting. They're like, Stormblaster, you got to get out of here. And it's like driving and Solgaleo jumps in the way, like, you know, like turns around and goes to fire at it. But then Carlos and Ashley like jump in front of the blast.
Yeah.
And just take it to the chest.
This is the second time Carlos has jumped in front of a gun.
Yeah.
For one of his friends. And this is just a car. This isn't even like
a person.
This is
like a car. And he didn't even drive. He just sat in the back.
There's a couple things in this episode where I'm like, maybe Carlos should have been blue.
Yeah.
This isn't really one of them. I don't know why this made me think of it. Okay. It happens later.
Okay.
But we'll get to that in a few minutes.
Okay. So we cut to a shot of the sky, and we pan down, and there's Justin's haircut.
It's a shorter version, but it's still the same haircut.
Yeah, it's still Justin's definitely very bad hair.
Everybody knows what his hair looks like.
So his Jad comes in and is like... It's like, hey, Justin, it's almost bedtime. It's a Friday night. We'll find out. So, and his dad's giving him a bedtime. So, like, he's the real monster.
Justin's fine. He's like, yeah, Dad.
He's like, okay, Dad, give me a second. I got a wish on this shooting star. And he's like, I wish that my friends are okay. And then we get a montage of Justin's greatest hits / Justin and his friends.
Yeah.
Like, hanging out, which is pretty cool. There's, like, a lot of, like the him and Carlos. The like him and TJ walking down the street, like just like joking, a lot of him fighting and stuff, and like all like the good things that he did. And
that
it was
one time that he was drunk with power.
Yeah, when he was ant powered, and he was like, "Yes, I am the strongest boy alive." I miss Justin. This montage made me miss Justin.
I don't miss Justin. I won't go that far, but at the top of the episode, I kind of miss yelling shifted to turbo.
It's a pretty good morph call.
It is.
We go inside and his dad tucks him in and gives him a little kiss on the head. And he says my favorite line of the episode, see you in the morning, huh?
I don't know, Dad.
Like he's Kevin Owens.
Can I spoil the end?
Yes.
Justin's dad had no intention of seeing him in the morning because he leaves without checking.
So let's unpack this sentence. See you in the morning, huh?
You're telling and asking at the same time.
Yeah. Like if I was Justin, I'd be like, yeah, I hope so. Why? What do you know?
Yeah, huh?
So they had plans to go do something, but he's like, you know how I'm a bad dad. I have to work. I got behind a lot of paperwork. I got to go in the office tomorrow. And he's like, but Dad, it's a Saturday. And he's like, no, hey, paperwork, you know how it goes. and the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Little boy blue.
Oh, man! Do I just crack the code?
I think we did.
Of course!
It all makes so much sense now.
Everything Turbo makes so much sense now.
There's my life before this, and now there's going to be my life after this. And they're going to be the same.
Oh, that feels
they're
good.
They're going to be the same life.
I feel like a weight was lifted off my shoulders. So Justin is trying to sleep, and he sees like a little like flashing light outside. So he goes to his window, and it's Storm Blaster. And he's like, oh, Storm Blaster? Storm Blaster?
No, I'm a car buddy.
A car buddy. So he jumps out the window, climbs down the trellis, and as soon as his
trellis is just a ladder.
It's a ladder outside of his window, built exclusively for sneaking. So like
his dad's like, I get it.
Teenage Justin's going to have it easy. So he climbs down the trellis, and the second his feet touch, he's like, Storm Blaster, yeah! It's like, dude, your dad
is awake.
Is awake still.
I know he doesn't really care about you, and he's only here because he's bound by a wish.
He is wish-bound to you. But at the same time, like, he told you it's bedtime, and you're yelling right outside the window, so, like, come on. So he goes over, he's like, oh, man, what's up? And Storm Blaster's talking. He's like, you got free. So Justin also knows that he was captured. And
was there a scene?
Not that I remember. If anyone remembers, please tweet us. I cannot for the life of me recall whether or not.
I mean, they were just hanging out in the garage, right? The command center garage.
I guess.
So maybe they just like got him.
Maybe.
I don't know. I feel like I remember them fighting off a ton of Quantrons. Not Quantrons, Piranatrons. But maybe that could be any fight scene with Piranatrons.
Maybe they did at the end get caught.
Because I feel like they came like bursting out of the command center and were like fighting them off as the Rangers were getting away.
I don't think we ever saw the end to that, and I guess this is the end.
They're tying up that loose end, but the Phantom Ranger is still like, whatever the fuck is going on with him.
Here's some Zords, see you later. Did he show up in Mega Force?
Yeah, to give him some new Zords and then bounce.
Fuck the Phantom Ranger. So he's like, all right, do you want me to come with you? Like, he's like, where's the Lightning Cruiser? He's like, rawr, rawr, rawr. He's like, he's still captured, boy. Timmy's in the well. He's like, rawr, rawr, rawr. You want me to come with you? And he takes like hesitates for 1 second and says like, nah, my dad sucks. He does.
He looks back like, my dad. With this like sad, like, what about my dad look? And then he just like smirks and goes back to Lightning.
And he's like,
not Lightning Cruiser, Storm Blaster. He's like, ah, fuck it, dad, let's do it.
That guy hates me, so I'm gonna go with you, my real dad, Storm Blaster. So he hops in Storm Blaster, and there's like this like aggressive buckling, like the seatbelt buckles for him, in case you forgot what show you're watching. The door closes, and they just like take off, and there is the ET shot of like, here's the car going past the moon.
This could have been 3 seconds of anything else.
Literally the ET shot.
God, that was gross.
So then he lands at the warehouse and is like, I gotta go check. And so he sneaks away, and Storm Blaster's like, oh. He's like, no, I got it. Don't worry about it. So he sneaks up, and we see the Rangers, and they are all chained up and like hanging in the middle of the warehouse, and Solgaleo. Just Google Solgaleo if you don't know what it looks like. It literally looks like this dude. I called him Gold Lion because it didn't click until the very end. And Gold Lion is a good song by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Part of me is like, man, none of these monsters have names, and that sucks. But the other part of me is like, Astronomer, they have names. Astronomer just doesn't care to know them.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Yeah. So he goes up and he sees them, and Ecliptor's like, this is maybe the weirdest thing. Ecliptor tells Solgaleo to tell them to lower the shields. So Clip was like, tell them to lower the shields.
Him and the Power Rangers are fighting.
So I guess. And then Solgaleo's like, lower your shields. And they're like, no, Ashley.
Ashley specifically tells Decker to keep them up.
Yeah, she's like, keep them up. I love Ashley so much. Between this and there was something that happened last episode. I forget what it was. Maybe it's later in this I think it's later in this episode during a fight. She just does something really cool and like real badass, and I'm like, ah, man, Ashley's so cool. Like she came so far.
She
from
did. Even in Turbo, she was like throwing suplexes and arm bars.
Oh man,
around.
Towards the end, she was the bomb. Like, I feel like nobody talks about Ashley at all.
Yeah,
it's like I kind of am on the Ashley defense force now. Like, I feel like she's real good. So Justin sees them and he's like, oh, God, help. And he turns around and there's like this like spook shot of Quantrons and it's pretty good. And then Justin tears into these Quantrons.
He fights,
like they owe him money.
He fights the crap right out of them.
He fights them better than his stunt double does later when he's morphed.
Yeah.
It's ballin'. I would watch the Stormblaster and Justin show. He beats them all up, essentially. He just, like, kicks 18 Quantrons' butts, and he hops back in Stormblaster, and they, like, tool off, and it's, like, does a bootleg 180 and points at the warehouse and starts motoring, and he's like, what are you doing? What are we doing?
And then Stormblaster pops his glove open, and Justin's morpher is just in there.
And he's like, my morpher? And then I swear to God, Justin looks at the camera and winks. Like, he might not wink, but he definitely smirks at the camera. He's looking at the morpher, but it's dark, and it's in positioned in a way that, like, it looks like he just sort of looks at the camera like, you know what's up.
Yeah, and then it goes to a commercial, and it comes back. And Stormblaster smashes through the wall, and Justin is there fully morphed and ready to save his friends.
His friends. And he is like, you forgot about one little problem. Well, I'm not so little right now. Because, like, they still have to write the bad jokes, too.
Yeah.
I guess. I guess they're still.
Well, yeah, because now we have a little bit of turbo here.
Yeah. Gotta get your turbo stuff in, brother. So he frees them. He, like, shoots them down with the auto blaster. There's like a fight breaks out at some point early in the fight. Justin like punches a couple Quantrons and then TJ goes, well, Justin, it's nice to see you. And Justin turns around and like cocks back to hit him. And he's like, who are you? He's like, well, I'm TJ. And Justin's like, blue is my color.
This is when I was like, Carlos should have been blue because he had like the big brother relationship with Justin. So them fighting together would have been really nice.
Yeah, because TJ and Justin were on the same team and they were friends.
They had friends. Like they hung out at school sometimes.
They didn't have
the same
real close relationship that Justin and Carlos had. That would have been real great. And then also, it's not really weird later when TJ's talking about Mountain Blaster, but like he's blue and there's a blue car, so I'm like, my brain just keeps being like, that's your car now.
I got mixed up a lot. Just throwing Justin also in his blue costume in here messed me all up. Because for a couple of times I was like, oh, TJ is the Red Ranger right now.
Yeah.
And he's not.
He's
always Andros still.
Yeah. So, but man, Carlos really should have been blue.
He should have.
That would have been real great.
Especially where like he was like the fix-it guy, and he was the guy who learned about the megaship, and so he knew all the tech stuff.
Yeah.
He makes more sense as a blue.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about why.
I
still don't like it. Like, I get that it was fresh, and I get that, like, people were like, antsy about it, but, like, story-wise, it makes more sense.
It does.
And I don't know. I guess that's just what I'm hoping for. Like, we can learn and grow from these experiences.
Yeah.
So there's more fighting, and then it gets to a point where there's, like, the Rangers behind Stormblaster, and Solgaleo turns around with his, like, firework gun and blasts a laser out of it, and Stormblaster counters with a headlight laser, and it's doing that, like, Harry Potter Voldemort, back and forth thing. And the Rangers are like, hey, we have guns too. Let's help out. And they'll start shooting Solgaleo. And so he gets blasted.
Yeah, because they get their like big combo guns. And they shoot him. He falls down. Like, he just planks down.
Yeah.
He doesn't blow up or anything. You just see the costume fall from like a distance. It's a far shot.
Yeah, it's like a far shot.
It's very funny the way he just goes, oh.
Because they knock him outside, and they get the quad blaster and the spiral saber gun, and then they blow him up. Or maybe they don't blow up. Maybe this is just after they shoot him with that.
Yeah, he doesn't blow up. He just falls over, and then Astronema grows him with the saddle lasers.
Calls the saddle lasers, which my autocorrect just knows now, so that's cool. Also, if you type in the word muzzy, this is from last episode, if you just type in the word muzzy into a regulation iPod or iPhone note, it thinks it's a word. So someone at Apple really loved
they
muzzy.
They know about muzzy, that 6 easy payments of $28.08.
What a weird number. I watched the commercial afterwards. Anyway, back to this. leave Muzzy in the past where it belongs. Justin's like, all right, I'm going to go because like I can't help. I don't have any Zords or anything. And they're like, hey, you're going to want to watch this. And all five of them call Mega V1.
Mega V1 online.
And so they, it lands, and there is a post-production day for night shot. They didn't shoot the Zord fight in day for night, or it's not a nighttime shoot. But it's nighttime now.
I feel like...
And they put like a purple filter over it to make it nighttime.
I feel like that... Because this is Sentai footage, like all Zord fights are.
Yeah.
And I feel like the stock footage probably is during the day.
Well, there are definitely shots of like daytime clouds.
And I feel... Well, I mean, Power Rangers has done that before. Or Super Sentai has done that before. But I don't think Super Sentai did that this time. I think Power Rangers did because that's, Justin snuck out at night.
That's what I'm saying. It's like it was nighttime and like they matched it. After the fact,
right?
Because it's like a weird. It's not like that, like blue. That regulation blue. It's like a weird purple.
It's definitely like darkened.
Yeah,
it's very strange to look at.
So they fight Sogaleo for like a minute, or V1 does. It doesn't do great because it's just one Zord, and then they call the rest of the Megazord. It comes together. There's some fighting. Justin's just standing around watching.
Yeah, he's like talking to his dad, Stormblaster,
his best friend, Stormblaster. And then they do the V3 missile and they kill him. And then they come back down and they're like saying hi to Justin or whatever. Like, yeah, oh, did you see it? It's so cool. It's our new Zord. We just got it last episode. It's real great. Where's Lightning Cruiser? Please buy the toy. Where's Lightning Cruiser? And then, like, I guess Stormblaster's like, I will show you. And so they, Justin hops in. He's like, everybody hop in. We're going to. Space drive there, and they're like, no, we got like new cooler toys, so like
we're cooler Power Rangers now,
so like we're gonna show you. And then we get a shot of Justin flying through space in Storm Blaster, and they're all in their Galaxy Gliders, and he's like, wow, Galaxy Gliders, they'd probably be a great toy for all you kids to buy. And then they fly to the Red World, where Lightning Cruiser's dragging more heavy items, and there's this really cool shot of the Rangers running and Storm Blaster behind it. And that's really cool, but also pretty impractical because, like, Stormblaster could at any point go too fast and run over the Red Ranger.
Yeah, he's holding back.
So, like, you know, if you just got out of the way, he could come first and probably take out a couple because he's a car. And if you hit someone with a car going pretty fast, that, like, hurts. So there's a pretty big fight, except Justin, they all engage in the fight. And Justin drives by in the background.
He just zips
and
past.
And then he's just, like, blowing donuts in the background, I guess, for, like, 10 minutes. We get a shot later of like a bunch of Piranatrons on him and him trying to shake him. But like until then, he's just like, woo!
I'm in space.
So they get him free. They get Lightning Cruiser free because that's my next note. I don't know anything else that happened. There's some pretty boss stuff of it was like Ashley. She got her Star Slinger out doing a lot of like fighting and shooting. It's surprisingly John Wick, like the way she's doing it. She'll like fight and then like shoot, hit a guy, shoot another guy. And it's like really like,
yeah,
well done. Andros takes out like 45 of them in one spin, except for one right behind him who's just like, I'm going to go. And does that like.
There were three because there were two on the sides, but they were very close to the edge of the screen.
So they just left.
So they just like stepped off.
But the one in the middle did that like. I'm Neville and I'm about to run for the ropes little dance.
Yeah.
And he just like ran away. He's like, I don't want any of this. That car's not worth it. So then I don't think we get a commercial, but it's like a little bit later. They're all demorphed. Justin is standing on an alien planet in his Jam Jams. The Rangers are all there and they're like, yeah, oh, it's so awesome. And there's no Justin Carlos interaction in this scene.
There's like a little like, hey, buddy.
Yeah, but, like, there's not what should be there.
No, not at all.
Which makes me feel like they accidentally did all that Carlos Justin stuff in Turbo.
I feel like this would have been fine if Carlos was the Blue Ranger fighting with him earlier. Also, that was all American footage, and I understand...
Blue and blue. Yeah.
But, like, Black and Blue also has a thing you can tie to it.
Oh, yeah, let's make him black and blue. Like, yeah that would be great.
It's a real missed opportunity. Yeah. And I think you're right. I think all that Justin and Carlos stuff was by accident.
Yeah, because like...
I don't think that Judd Lynn realized it when he wrote this episode.
Yeah, because and like he was in charge of the second half of Turbo. Like, he was there that whole time.
Yeah.
I feel like he's just like, well, too late.
Sorry, out.
Kind of a bummer. Just kind of a big bummer. So they introduce Andros to Justin, and Justin says the once a ranger, always a ranger line. Well, he says the once a ranger part, and then Cassie finishes with the always a ranger, and I literally got chills.
I got it was a little goosebumpy. So good. That's the best part about Power Rangers.
That's the best thing in Power Rangers, is that it is 20 plus years of disparate continuities, but if you are a ranger, you're a ranger. Like no matter, and that's why I am so bummed about Super Mega Force. Mm-hmm. Because it's literally the season where they went to all the old rangers in the Sentai, and everything I've heard about, after Jetman and Die Ranger, Super Sentai Brothers did an episode on the Gokaiger episode those. And those episodes sound amazing.
Oh yeah, because they actually like give a shit about the care product about that they make,
continuity and like the story. And then in Megaforce there was this like clip art ransom note sent to Power Rangers that said like,
hello Power Rangers, hello, written by Goldar.
It's like, hello
Power Ranger,
Blue Ranger. It didn't even say a color, just like, hello Ranger, for $0 would you like to be in the thing?
We did have a couple bucks, but JDF took it all.
Like, come on! How did you whiff that so bad?
Ugh, man, I don't know.
Then you see stuff like this where it's like, this is it. Like, because Jason was the first once a ranger, always a ranger.
Yeah.
And then now it's Justin. And then from here on out, it's a thing now. It's not just like a thing that they said once. But like, we can't talk about Megaforce or Super Megaforce because we're going to do that in like 12 years. But like, I'm just so mad about it. Because can you imagine how cool it would have been if that whole season they would have just like given them fucking $86 more an episode and like cared about the Power Rangers as a whole and not just to sell toys? Like, god damn it.
Yeah, man, I know.
So Justin is like, oh man, it's the next morning here on Red Planet. I have to go home. My dad's going to be worried about me. Spoilers. Not right.
He's
away.
Not. He doesn't give a shit.
So he hops in.
Sorry that we're swearing so much. Yeah, we're tired and we're just mad now about Megaforce. And kind of Justin's dad just pisses me off.
Yeah, he's a jeez.
Carson Daly looking motherfucker.
So Justin goes home and he blasts off. And then we cut to Earth the next morning where Justin's dad is dressed for work. And he's got a paper in his hand.
He's just leaving. This is outside the house.
Outside the house, he's got his keys in his hand. He goes to put him in the car door and is a dad in a 1990s show. So he drops him. And he looks over and there's a kid and a dad. Asterisk, it's definitely his grandfather.
He says dad. Like, the voiceover says dad. He says dad. The close-up betrays it.
But this man is 68 years old at earliest. And so he's like, dad, can you show me how to fish again? And they're all dressed to go fishing. He's like, you hold it back and you let it go. And Justin's dad is like, I must fish with my son. So he turns
and looks up at the open window that Justin crawled out of last night.
He's like, screw work. So he goes inside. And as soon as he gets off frame, Justin comes running around the corner and like scuttles up
this
real quick.
This is impressive. He comes running around the corner, climbs the side of the house, and dives through the window in like 10 seconds.
Yeah, no shoes.
No.
No time for shoes. And it was like pretty great. And he jumps in and he pulls the covers up and he just vampires. He's just like,
and his dad goes in and like wakes him up. He's like, oh, dad.
Yeah, he doesn't fake it at all. He's not like, oh, yeah, yes, I was asleep. He's like, yes, dad. Yes, dad, I am awake now.
Hello, father.
He didn't sleep at all this night. And his dad's like, hey, we're going to go fishing. I'd be like, maybe do go to work so I can go to bed.
Yeah, we go fishing this afternoon. You have a lot of work to do.
I'll have a lot of work to do on Monday, but this Saturday we're going fishing. So then they go fishing. And then it ends on Justin, and it's starting to freeze frame, but not frozen.
It goes like weird slow-mo.
And he's like, all right.
Barf, barf, and barf, that's, barf.
And that's the end of that. Josh, yo, you started.
Dude.
I get to pick the best.
Yeah.
The best is once a ranger, always a ranger. It's going to be the best every time.
Yep.
You can't.
I was going to say specifically I love team-ups, but that those go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Runner-up to Justin beating the crap out of some Quandrons.
Yeah, for real. The worst is Justin's dad.
It is Justin's dad and also the E.T. moonshot, which just made me so mad.
See, I thought that was stupid, but I saw what they were going for. Like, I mean, it's everyone.
But it's like 1998 now. When did E.T. come out?
Like 89?
We're not done with E.T. references almost 10 years later?
No, dude. Stranger Things is E.T. the show.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like that shot. I think it was stupid.
See, here's the thing. Is every single person who's ever made a film or written a film or anything at all like that steals from their influences. That's just like how things are.
Yeah.
Like Spielberg stole from his influences and then like made up new stuff once he got real good, you know? So like, you're stealing from E.T. because you like E.T. That's fine.
But I don't. I feel like they are stealing from E.T. because kids like E.T., not because they do. It doesn't seem sincere. It's like, look at this E.T. shot.
No, I feel like this is. I feel like this is around. I feel like this is kind of sincere. It was really overdone because like, if you're gonna steal from E.T. and you do the shot across the moon, you gotta earn it.
You can't just blast off in front of the moon in a car.
I mean, like, the car is E.T.
I know. I don't like it. It's a runner-up for worst after his dad.
I don't mind it. His dad is the worst. MVP is Justin.
Yep.
For kicking a lot of butt and, like, doing good.
Saving the day.
But that's going to do it for us for today. I'm tired and my stomach hurts from being mad about Megaforce.
I'm half of that. I'm tired.
So thank you guys for listening. We will see you on Monday.
It's Invasion of the Body Switcher.
Didn't we have like four of those already?
We definitely had one.
Invasion of the Ranger Snanger. Stranger Ranger Danger.
And then we had one that was an episode that was just everyone was body snatched.
Well, no, that was the robot episode. That was the Robo Rangers.
No, because there's one where like all was the Craterites.
Oh, right. That was this season.
Yep.
Power Rangers. Come on, man. All right. Anyway, we'll see you on Monday for that. But until then,
may the power protect you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in space.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 268, a Power Rangers Turbo. That isn't right.
No. It aired September 19th, 2098.
Can we do this?
We're gonna have to.